Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Money's all she wants right now. Almost out of time, almost too late.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
I can tell her love don't feel the same. Love me like you love those pills. Remember when we used to smoke and chill? I can't even feel you now. I can barely tell that you were real.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ben Ra. I'm a local hip-hop producer, singer, rapper, artist. What's going on? I guess you could say that, like, generally that it's hip-hop music. I don't want to put myself in a box, though, and say that, you know, that's the type of music that I make. But if you listen to it, you'd probably classify it as hip-hop. But I produce a lot of my own music. That's kind of how I started off. Bought a laptop, learned how to make beats, and started recording from there. I prefer to sing, to be honest. I'd rather be a singer than a rapper, probably, but sometimes you just gotta rap on a certain beat, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a beat just needs a rapper on it, so I kinda just go with the flow. There's lots of tracks that I don't put out that maybe don't fall under that genre, but from what I've released, you could classify me as a hip-hop artist.
I can tell her love don't feel the same. Love me like you love those pills.
Really, music's been a part of my life for a really long time, and I've always wanted to be able to create something of some sort. I've always kind of had a passion for that, and music in itself, I think, was the easiest thing to manifest as far as creating something. And so I bought myself a laptop and purchased Logic Pro X. Definitely purchased Logic Pro.
Definitely paid cash money.
paid cash money for Logic Pro. And decided that I was going to teach myself how to make beats via YouTube videos, and bought myself a little MIDI keyboard. I would say I probably started that in 2012. So went through some shit. Some shit happened right after I got out of school, and it forced me to kind of take a step back from where I was and kind of think about where I wanted to be in the future. And I needed a way to express myself, I think, and I didn't have that previously. So taught myself how to make beats, took a couple years really honing in on what I wanted to do, and from the people that influenced me, kind of figuring out what I wanted my sound to be. And there was a time where I was able to really tune in to some of the emotions that I was feeling, and that's when I came out with some of my first tracks. This Town was the first track that I really was excited about, I think, that I put out. It just sounded really cool, and I think that I felt more than just what I had been making with the beats and things like that, and being able to put lyrics over a song, over an instrumental, and have it just kind of mean something to me, I guess, was really cool. So with music for me, I've always been kind of the person that's, I don't really care what you're saying. Lyrics definitely have the ability to, like, you can say the wrong thing in a song and it'll totally change my perception of certain things like that, right? Like sometimes I'll hear the beginning of an instrumental and I'll already hope that the artist's voice sounds a certain way, kind of, or that they sing about a certain thing. And so that can totally throw me off. But that's where for me, there are certain artists where, like, they're not saying anything crazy, but for the most part, like, Future can say whatever the fuck he wants on a song and I'm gonna think it's cool. Artists like Bon Iver, like, he can sing any fucking lyric he wants to probably over a song and it's gonna sound awesome. So I was really excited to put that out, made my own stupid artwork for it. And from that point on, I was just kind of dropping tracks. Whenever I made them, whenever I felt like it was worth putting out, I was kind of just doing that until I met Bijou. He kind of helped me get into what you would call, I guess, the scene. The Salt Lake art scene, kind of. I dropped a few tracks, quite a few tracks, honestly, like 10 or 12, I bet. I dropped a track called See Things, and my man Bijou reached out to me. From that moment forward, he was someone who I kind of went to and immediately kind of connected with as far as just making music and having that same sort of passion for it. It was really cool because he just reached out to me and totally sort of brought me into what he was already working with and the people that he was working with. So we had a collective of sorts that came to play called Net Power. That's where I kind of found, I guess you could say, my roots in where I wanted to be and the people I felt like I wanted to be around in Salt Lake and in the music scene and the art scene. And that was just a big motivation to continue. Being able to meet them and listen to their stuff and work with them and their art and be inspired by that, and it motivated me a lot to just keep making music. That was the first time that I think I kind of, well, not the first time, but I definitely broke down some comfort zones, some of those walls that I had had, just with being self-conscious about the music, just with the art. At the time, it was really personal stuff, I feel like, and it was cool to just feel like there were people who would appreciate that. The Flora Vista, shouts out to the Flora Vista. Not much to it, that's just the hangout pad, the lots of good nights of just creative minds and good discussions and just positive energy. Promoted a lot of growth, I would say, for me creatively. Inspired me to just not, even more so, not care what people are thinking, but at the same time, like, appreciate the art of others and be inspired by it. And just working with the other artists, I think designers, photographers, producers, allowed me to just grow and experiment. So I put out Fading. That's probably one of the tracks that hits closest to home for me. I would say that was a point in my life where, I don't know, I didn't know how to express myself, I guess. And I felt like I was able to express myself with that song.
What is it that you're expressing on that song?
I felt like I was fading, to be honest. I didn't really know where I was at, what the next place was gonna be, where my next move was, or even just why I was doing what I was doing. From there, it started to take a more like upturn, I would say. Michael Jordan year, I put that on my 23rd birthday. I'm old as shit now, if anyone's wondering. Michael Jordan year, and with that, I think right at the around the time of that dropping is when we had a show called Blip, and Net Power was promoting it. There was Net Power posters, and that was the first time I ever performed any of my music, and that was a huge moment for outreach, I think, and networking. Great. I'm always in my own head, so I'm always thinking, you know, am I making the right choice? I'm really particular with the songs that I put out and the people that I hang out with. And I just, while I want to have the attitude of, you know, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me, I definitely, to some extent, a large extent, think about that a lot. And so that was the first time that I was able to be like, oh, people actually maybe fuck with this stuff. So that in itself was like, okay, I'm going to make more then and have more opportunities to put myself out there and just hope that people can resonate with some of the stuff that I'm doing. Took a long break from music and creating it and enjoying it and social media. Prior to that, I had dropped a track called Heezy. I dropped Heezy in early 2017. And then my friends would put on what they would call like pop-ups kind of, and they would just invite the people that they fucked with to put up their pictures and perform at the event. And I got an opportunity to perform at a show, performed Heezy, and somehow, some way, it just clicked with people, I think. I think it was because of the catchy fucking hook that to this day is just like the one that I think I can't get away from. Not that I try to get away from it, but that's it. Ring, ring, ring. So that, and I did it on purpose when I made the track. I wanted it to be catchy, but that for me was like the point where I was like, okay, like I can really maybe try and fucking make more music like this, or that I even have the potential to make stuff that people outside of Utah are gonna like. Thank you. No Jumper podcast. I wasn't on it or anything like that. But Adam22 was doing like live YouTube shows and live recordings and things like that. And he basically said like, pay me $20 or $30 and I'll play your track live on the stream. And I have an A&R here from a label and we're going to like talk about it or whatever. So I was like, fuck it. So I was like, here's $40, play Heezy. Like, we'll just see how it goes. I think he had like 1,500 people watching at the time. And he played the track and he listened to the whole thing. And he was being pretty honest with people. And he fucked with it. And the person that was there fucked with it. And they both could see that like I produced it, that I made it. And they both commented on why they fucked with it and why they felt like it could be successful, because it was kind of something that someone had done. And they played the whole thing. And then my SoundCloud started to kind of pop a little bit after that. That track at least did. I probably got 100 followers over the next 2 days on SoundCloud and over 1,000 plays, I would think. And that song specifically at that point rose above like any other track that I'd had and just got a lot more plays. As far as hip hop goes, there wasn't someone who I felt like was making hip hop that I really wanted to like follow in their footsteps as far as Utah goes. There's no one, I guess, no disrespect to anyone from Utah that you'd say like, oh, they made it out of Utah. That they're known from being from Utah, for being in the hip hop community or something like that. So it was kind of just like, I was just kind of blazing my own trail as far as I knew, as far as I was, where I was going. And so it was kind of cool to just have a track that I was like, okay, this is fucking tight. Like people outside of Utah fuck with this. So that gives me exposure elsewhere. And I don't really know, you know, I was raised in Utah my whole life. So I feel like, you know, I know what people in Utah would kind of like, but who knows what people outside of Utah are gonna like. After Heezy, I didn't know, like still, I haven't dropped a project or anything like that. And so it was just single after single. And me and Bijou, I think, make what some would consider more classic hip hop when we link up. I would say that Bijou doesn't always really want it to go that way, because he tends to make less, his beats are out of left field. And so sometimes I'd have to kind of tell him, you know, I can't really get into something or rap on that beat because I don't really know where I would go with it, but I fuck with it. And then together, like he'd come up with something, ask me what I thought of it, we'd tweak it, and we'd make something that we both really liked. And so it wasn't always just me trying to have to think of something. I just said, yo, I want to rap on a beat that I can't make. Can you make it for me? And he'd be able to do that. And that's where, so self-doubt and my own perfectionist self would do something and then listen to it a million times, and then I'd be able to figure out every single little tiny thing that I thought was wrong with it. And at that point, I was like, okay, I'm fucking done with this track. All the music I was making, I feel like anytime that I'm wanting to drop a song, the main thing for me is that I just feel that I feel the song, that I feel it, that I'm connected to it in some way or another, that I was inspired when I was making it. From where I'm at, from where I left off a year and a half ago, the last track I dropped, there became a point, even leading up to that, to where I was losing that inspiration and losing that connection to the music I was making. And it took a while for me to finally admit it to myself, but I just needed to take some time off. That all kind of came about with me just tweeting out and posting an Instagram post saying that I was going to come back when my mixtape was finished. I was going to take a break and come back. I was going to work on some music. I had some time off from my day job, and I was like, all right, give me a couple months. I'll be back. I'm going to make some music, and I think I'll be good. And that turned into like 18 months of me kind of distancing myself from everything. Deleted the apps, deleted all of those distractions, I guess. That, not distractions, but there were things within social media mainly that were just drawing negative things out of me and bringing them to the forefront constantly. And with that, I mean, living on the opposite end of the valley from the people who I really was connecting to, it made it easy for me to just not connect with them. I'd get home, at the end of the day, I'd be tired, and I'd stay home. And so I got into a place where I wasn't finding enjoyment in the music that I was making. 18 months later, I did a lot of stuff, I think, in that time. I didn't do a lot, but a lot of reflection, I think, and a lot of just taking care of the things that I needed to take care of before I felt like I was ready to come back and kind of dive back into things. And I'll be honest, there are so many people that reached out to me that I talked to within that 18 months that without those people, who knows if I would have ever, you know, I never plan on quitting or stopping or anything like that, but it felt like at times that it would have been easy to with where I was at. And so there are lots of people that reached out to me along the way that kind of kept me going even when I felt like it wasn't going to be something that I could do. A lot of the time, I don't know that I gave many people a chance to really say a whole lot, but just knowing that they cared enough to kind of check in on me and just see how things were going and meant a lot. And it just reminded me that I had to come back to whatever this was, that deep down, this is the stuff that I love to do and the people that I love to be around and the thing that made me the happiest. And so that I just had to find a way to get myself back to it. So I didn't rush it. I took my time. I didn't miss social media one fucking bit, but I'm back on it. As an artist, to be honest, as someone who wants to promote themselves and their brand and their music, it's just necessary. That was a time period to where new music wasn't something I was really getting into. There's so many new artists that I've never even heard of now at this point. And coming back to it with a mindset of like being open to just those new experiences, and it's really cool now to appreciate it all when I feel like I can. Now I feel like I can really appreciate where I'm at and what's going on. And I don't feel like a whole lot's changed though. I feel like I've come back, and people that I distanced myself with, I feel like luckily I was able to reconnect and just pick up where things kind of left off. There's definitely some stuff in the works. I'm still the same picky perfectionist that I was, but like I was before, I think that now I'll be able to make enough content to where I can pick and choose what I want to release and what I want to do and who I want to work with. But I have more drive now than I think I ever did to step outside of my box and kind of create the things that I've been keeping in that maybe I felt like wouldn't match up with my previous image or things like that. And so I'm really excited for the future and what it holds. And I don't want to dive into too much detail or give too much away, and to be honest, I still don't know a whole lot. Sooner rather than later, I can tell you by the time 2019 is over, I have to end the decade with something. I look forward to the different types of things that I've been interested in, writing music for some other performers, some other artists, and directing and shooting videos, and not necessarily even music videos, but short films. Scoring is something that I've really wanted to get into. I find myself being drawn to those movies where they take you out of reality, and that's where I feel like I want my art, what I want my art to do, and what I've always hoped for when I'm either listening to a song or watching a movie or reading a book. I love fantasy shit. I don't want to listen to, for the most part, the songs that I listen to, the movies that I watch, I don't want them to remind me of real life. I want to have more of like a fantasy perspective when it comes to the art stuff, more of like a, it can be whatever you want it to be. Next, you're going to hear one of my favorite songs of my own, written and produced by myself. Some co-production added by a friend of mine named Andy Doors. It's called Sometimes.
I really don't know sometimes, I really don't know sometimes. I'd rather not rush you, girl, I'd rather you take your time. I really don't know sometimes, I really don't know sometimes. I'd rather
rather not rush you, girl. I'd rather you take your time.
Take your time.
Pull up in my ride, hop up in my whip. Girl, let's take it high. Baby, take a hit. There's something for us down here. We never get low down here. I'd rather have you alright. I'd rather you in my life. I'd rather you spend the night. You're all that I think about, the only thing on my mind. I really don't know sometimes. I really don't know sometimes. I'd rather not rush you, girl. I'd rather you take your time.
Take your time.
I really don't know sometimes. I really don't know sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'd rather not rush you, girl. I'd rather you take your time.
Take your time.
She ain't been around. It's been quite a while. I can't hold you down. I've been in denial, she really don't need me now. I'm really gonna miss her smile. I'm really gonna miss your love. I really do miss your touch. I hope that you found something. I hope that you found someone. I really don't know sometimes. I really don't know sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'd rather not rush you, girl. I'd rather you take your
take
time.
Your time.
I really don't know sometimes. I really don't know sometimes.
No, sometimes.
I'd rather not rush you, girl. I'd rather you take your
take
time.
Take your time.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at FakeBenRaw. If you've enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes.
Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.